The fall.
We believe that all men are created equal.
To the magnificent mosaic that is America.
From radio beacon to radio beacon.
I have a dream.
Change has come to America.
Believe it.
Help is on the way.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Hey! It's a figment of your imagination.
Randy Rhoads Show. Turn up your mind.
Happy Monday.
Hollywood's biggest night ending in an upset and controversy this morning after actor Chadwick Boseman, who passed away last year, did not receive a posthumous Oscar for his role in Ma Rainey's Black Bottom, losing to Anthony Hopkins, who won the coveted statue for his role in The Father, and also making history, becoming the oldest person ever to win an acting Oscar at 83 years old. The Academy Award usually ends with the announcement of Best Picture. Last night's ending on Best Actor, even more surprising, considering Boseman did not win.
For many of his fans, so many Black Panther, Marvel fans who love Boseman and his work over the years, they really wanted this night to be a cathartic one for them.
Overnight, backlash from Boseman fans. Comedian Cyrus McQueen tweeting, "A dying man gives the performance of a lifetime, and you don't give him the trophy?" This morning, Anthony Hopkins hosting his acceptance speech from his home in Wales.
And I want to pay tribute to Chadwick Boseman, who's taken from us far too early.
The awards going to Hopkins and Best Actress Frances McDormand also meant that an expected historic sweep of acting awards by actors of color, including Boseman and Viola Davis, did not materialize. Still, a night of some historic firsts, including Chloe Zhao, who became the first woman of color and just the second woman ever to win Best Director for the film Nomadland.
Did we just stop doing our hair completely in Hollywood? Is that how you win an Oscar? Because I don't know what a black guy has to do to win an Oscar. I'm not sure. But hey, gray lives matter, everybody. Gray lives matter. I think gray hair is the way you get an Oscar now. I don't know. Hardly anybody watched that last night. I know Brett didn't watch it, and he loves movies. I love the movies. Movies are everything. They're everything. And during COVID, my God, I am just kind of surprised that fewer people, I think, watched the Oscars last night than saw the movies that were nominated this year, right? Now, you make it a point to watch all the Oscar-nominated movies, don't you?
I do, and I would have watched these Oscars if I hadn't completely flaked. If I don't set an alarm for absolutely every aspect of my life, you know this, then I miss it. And this year, and I was doing something, and I was having a good time, and I was doing my thing on the weekend, but I simply missed it this year.
So it was weird, I will say. They had it in a very small theater. It was sort of a train station situation. I don't know what. I mean, they could have had it at the Hollywood Bowl. I'm thinking, you know, do it outside or something like that and have, you know, the Hollywood Bowl is a beautiful play. But anyway, it was the COVID Oscars. And this year, I think people had to have a drive-in movie near them or, you know, pay for $20 in your house. Now, it's so interesting because to go to a movie, people will pay $20, you know, I mean, they will. They'll pay, you know, for the $10 ticket for two people, it's $20. They'll pay for, I don't know, $5 water, which I think is just shocking and awful. And then, you know, golden topping, which I think is the same thing that you smoke in vapes. It's, the glycerin or some sort of fake oil. Yeah, I think you could vape the golden topping that you put on top of your popcorn. I really do. I think if you had a coil, you could heat it up and it would smoke. I do. But anyway, people will pay like $50 to go see a movie. But for some reason in your house when it says, you know, rent the movie for $19.99, you're like, no, I'm out. I'm not. No. Isn't it free somewhere? Isn't it free? And so then you start, and then you, of course, lose your train of thought and you never watch the damn movie. But I will tell you this, Netflix, this is why. Netflix had the biggest Oscar haul among all the studios. Movies that were produced by Netflix won seven awards. So even that industry is changing. Now, the Best Picture went to that movie that, you know, was my least favorite of the year, I have to say. I mean, people who know me and listen to the show constantly, you know, I have an opinion about everything, including Nomadland. But I think it won last night only because it was a movie about people on the road. And I think everybody was fascinated with being able to leave the house. I mean, that's the only explanation I could give. Frances McDormand is a fabulous actress. You know, I adore her. I think she is, you know, a deep, deep river of talent. I mean, there's no question that she is one of our most treasured actresses. There's no question. But the subject matter of that movie, and oh my God, the dankness of it all, and truly what it was Frances McDormand having like explosive diarrhea in a bucket. I'm sorry, you saw it, right? Am I lying about that? That was like the point of the movie was that, right?
Very depressing movie.
So depressing. Now, we saw all of them, okay? So we both saw The Sound of Metal. The acting in The Sound of Metal is so unbelievably phenomenal. It is so tangible. You can feel everything that the lead character in this movie is going through. You can feel every moment of that movie because you know who the actor. Did anybody in this audience watch The Night Of? Do you remember The Night Of? Was that Netflix or HBO? What was that? Do you remember?
HBO.
HBO. It was an amazing murder mystery. It was an amazing and the lead character is a British Pakistani actor, right? What's his name? Riz Ahmed.
Riz Ahmed. Yeah.
Oh my God, he is a beautiful actor, and he is the lead role in The Sound of Metal, which is a movie about a heavy metal drummer, Riz Ahmed's character, who literally goes deaf. And the sound of deafness is actually a sound. I mean, it is. They won for best sound last night, and you know, it's kind of like, how do I explain? So, you know how in Sex and the City, which I'm a degenerate fan of, you know that, right? But you know how the city of New York is a character in Sex and the City? Well, in this movie, the sound is a character. It really is. It's and thank God they won Best Sound last night, because it really was a character in this movie. But anyway, the big upset last night was that Anthony Hopkins for The Father, which is an Alzheimer's movie, very, very, I mean, this year, the movies were so freaking depressing, I have to say. So if you were watching for an uplifting story, I guess the closest you got was the date rape revenge movie, a promising young woman.
And Carey Mulligan, she was amazing.
She was amazing.
She was really good. She has arrived.
Yeah. Yeah, she was great in that movie. I mean, but that's the thing, is all of the movies were sad, I have to say. Sound of Metal was really freaking sad. The Father with Anthony Hopkins. Anthony Hopkins won Best Actor over Chadwick Boseman, and the most depressing thing about that is that Chadwick Boseman died this year from colorectal cancer, okay? And it was weird because Soderbergh directed the Oscars because they thought that the other award shows this year looked like Zoom calls, which they did. But I liked it. I mean, I liked it. I like all award shows.
Judas and the Black Messiah, spoilies, was also depressing.
Also,
good Lord.
So depressing. Betrayal, everything. I mean, just depressing. Murder, death, pregnant girl, everything. Just horrible.
Maybe the worst entrance to the nominees this year might have been the only uplifting one, which is Trial of the Chicago 7.
Yeah.
That had a good ending, so happy-ish.
Except that you realize judges are insane, and they sit with your lives in their hands, and they could be, back crap crazy. No, but see, the thing is, this year's movies, a lot of people didn't see them. And I just want to tell you, if you didn't see them, you missed some of the greatest acting, some of the greatest, greatest acting in the most depressing films I think we have ever, ever served up as an offering in a year. So on the one hand, if you're sad and depressed, it's good that you didn't watch. And then on the other hand, if you love movies, you missed amazing, amazing performances. But I will say, you know, Anthony Hopkins turned in an amazing performance, 283, over Chadwick Boseman, who died and was supposed to win it posthumously. You got to say maybe Grey Lives Matter. And Frances McDormand also refuses to dye her hair. Just won't go there.